Do you remember reading about the Black Plague that happened in Europe a few centuries ago, and how there was a large percentage of the population in Europe that died because of this plague? Would it surprise you to know that the remedy that stopped the Black Plague was actually discovered in the Bible? There was a practice of one taking their sewage and other garbage and just dumping it outside their house into what was called a dunghill. As you can imagine, the rats had a wonderful time with that, and of course you know what happened and how the disease would spread from there. It was also typical for most people in that day to rarely wash their hands. So whenever they were working with someone that had been sick or someone that had died, they would not wash their hands, and of course the disease would just continue to spread. It turns out that there was a medical doctor that went back and looked in the book of Leviticus in the Bible, which is a 3,000-year-old book. There he read that instead of neglecting one's waste like they were doing, they were to dig a hole and cover it up or bury the waste. He then started telling people that that's what they should do in order to stop the plague from spreading further. He also shared with people that everyone should wash their hands just as the Bible prescribes. And if someone is sick, we should isolate them just like the Bible also instructs. In other words, we should quarantine them. All of this was found in the book of Leviticus. Now, how would that get in the Bible? Here, just a few hundred years ago, prized medical minds of the world did not know that any of this was necessary or even relevant to disease and overall health. However, the Bible tells all the details of how to deal with contamination and prevent the spread of diseases. Do you have a Bible question? Would you like to study the Bible together? Would you like us to email you a basic Bible study? God's Word can be understood, and it does apply to our lives today.